Ladies and gentlemen, get up and get excited because today's tip share is talking about what restaurant owners and managers should know about tips. Let's start off with withholding requirements, importance of proper reporting, and more. See, restaurant tips have their share of mystery surrounding them, but they don't have to. Since tips are an extra type of payment to servers, bartenders, and other restaurant staff, they're often regarded as under-the-table income. But that's the first mistake usually made when calculating tips. Tips are considered taxable income to the recipient and must be accounted for accordingly. However, plenty of questions may pop up about restaurant tips, including, are tips calculated differently than regular hourly income? Or are credit card tips taxed on paychecks? Do employers pay taxes on tips? Let's get to the requirements for tip recipients. Here are the three golden rules for any restaurant employee who receives tips. It's important to keep a running log of all restaurant tips. Daily records are recommended. And for any month that exceeds $20 in tips, report all cash and credit card tips to restaurant management. It is important to report all tip income, including regular income, to the IRS because this ensures the proper tax amount is withheld. Now let's discuss withholding and reporting and the requirements for employers. Employers also have their share of responsibilities. Do employers pay taxes on tips? What about FICA taxes? To ensure IRS compliant withholding requirements, employers should always track cash and credit card tips for all staff, as well as restaurant tips split between employees, which is also known as tip pooling, monetary value of all non-cash tips, and withholding income and FICA taxes on all employee wages, which includes regular income and tips. But what happens if employee taxes aren't paid on restaurant tips? For employees, it's required by law to pay taxes on all types of restaurant tips, credit card, cash, or non-monetary tips. Failure to report and pay could result in a penalty equal to 50% of the FICA taxes on unreported tips. Now we'll quickly discuss the consequences of failing to report taxes for restaurant tips for employers. If employers are always properly closing out financial periods, which includes restaurant tips, they can avoid all the headaches involved with non-compliance. You might be unaware, but every March, large food and beverage establishments are required to report income from the prior year. This includes all food and beverage consumption, tips, and other information. This is called the Employer's Annual Information Return of Tip Income and Allocated Tips. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's Tip Share, where we discussed what restaurant owners and managers should know about tips.